Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Wu flu is on the mat, folks. Lots of evidence. And I know there are the naysayers out there saying, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation, man. But I wake up every single day knowing this. I have looked at this situation, and what I'm telling you is gospel. What I'm telling you is much more right than any of the so-called experts on the left. They're lying to you. And the reason why I can say this and I can wake up every morning knowing that I'm not even telling you I'm vindicated. Because to be vindicated, you have to have done something. There's nothing to vindicate. I've been telling you the truth the whole time. If you're too stupid to see it, don't blame a brother. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Lots of evidence Wu Flu is on the mat. I want to put you in my head when I'm assessing things. When I look at the news and the various sources, and I get lots of news, folks, every day to review from multiple sources, opinion pieces, so-called factual news pieces, etc. And I look at all of it. I put it inside of the sphere, and then I start looking at the evidence and weighing one thing against the other and putting my spidey sense and my sixth sense and my whatever, all the different senses that I use to figure this crap out. And then I come to various conclusions. And I would love to explain how I do it, but that is the genius of what I do. And I look at trends. I don't need to count cards. I look at the trends and I go, okay, now the cards have moved into our favor. Double down. And I walk away from the table with moolah. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Now, here's what I want to tell you. You don't have to be a genius to figure this out. If you are still under belief that the government's told you the right thing about statistics and all you got to do is ask yourself, what did they say about things during Trump? What are they saying about things during Biden? Biden has now officially killed more people with his Wu Flu policy than Donald Trump. Are you hearing them talk about it? Are they posting the numbers? Are they bragging about the number of people, you know, ooh, this many people got it and this many people have died? No, it's gone away. And you know, it was going to save us, right? All those masks and that social distancing and all these vaccines. And now, oh, wait a minute, the vaccines don't work. You need boosters. So you're not fully vaccinated until you get a booster. Well, now you got your booster and the booster ain't working. And you know what they've never told you? But they never said how many people got it, how many actually lived through it, how many are no longer getting it anymore. What about herd immunity? You don't hear a single thing. And see, that I don't want to go all Quincy on you. I don't want to go all Columbo on you. This is some old references, but I grew up watching that stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. When you won't give me the thing that I'm going, wait a minute, a bunch of us are surviving. And a bunch of us got it, and we're building up this immunity because we all know how the body works, and you're not talking about it. That makes me a little bit, you know, leery. So anyway, I looked at all the different things that are coming in, all these inputs. For example, Vax Nazi Howard Stern. Howard Stern, he's now standing up for Joe Rogan. Rogan doesn't like the vax. He's argued about it on his podcast, which is on Spotify. And I mentioned the other day, Neil Young, this dinosaur, so-called rock legend, he says, you take all my music off of that, Joe Rogan's going to spread lies. Because we all know that, you know, musical people should be dictating policy and what other people get to do because he's so big, right? So Howard Stern says, I'm sticking up for him. I'm going to stand up for free speech. Right. Stern knows that he is wrong on the vaccines, and he doesn't know how to get out of it. So he's going to stick up for free speech, man. Meanwhile, Howard Stern wants to deny the unvaxxed medical treatment. He'll stick up for your free speech, but he doesn't want you to go get medical treatment. Then you can die. See, let me explain what's going on with Howard Stern. He's figured out he's a freaking idiot. And now he needs an out. So I say this to the vax Nazis. They continue to write. They don't anymore. I should tell you, they haven't written to me since because I gave them a pretty good tongue lashing the other day. But when they wrote to me, told me, Kevin, you need to stop spreading misinformation. You need to stop spreading misinformation. See, I spread information. Information for people to discern what they want to do on their own. And they can do what they want. And whether they choose to get vaccinated or unvaccinated, I don't really care. But I'm going to give them my truth. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is going to make a few people a little upset. My truth is the truth. I'm willing to bet you any amount of money that I have, up to what I have, that I'm right. And here's what I'll even make you a bet. I will debate any so-called expert that you want to bring on this show. And I will let you decide. But I'm going to tell you right now, that expert that you think is expert that wants to argue on the other side of this issue, I hope you don't have any respect for him because they're going down. I know the data. I know how to look at the numbers. I know how to be a... And here's what's so sad. Here's what's so sad. It doesn't take much. There's no deep thinking involved. Ask them very simple questions. How many people have gotten Wu flu, Omicron, any variation? How many people in the United States of the 330 million people, how many of them have gotten it at this point? I will tell you, almost everybody in the United States has been exposed to this dreaded disease virus at this point. How are we all surviving? It's kind of like gun control. There's what? 80 million gun owners with 300 million guns or something like this. How is it that we've all managed to survive with all of this gun control stuff going on? You know, people shooting each other all the time and cops killing black people. How are there any black people with all the cop killings of black people? How are there any black people left? With all these white people that own guns, how are there any black people left? I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend, a black friend. Do you understand? Ask them simple questions. Put them on. Bring them on. Bring your expert. You can sit there and be their sidekick.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Jackson. Answer that question, Mr. Jackson.
And I'll kick your butt, too. We got a lot to talk about today. Have a fun day. I'm going to keep explaining how I've come to my conclusions here in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Wu flu on the ropes. People are now discovering the ruse of this scamdemic. And I can tell you, I can prove it to you. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. If you're new to the program, welcome. We love having new people come to the church. Just make sure you hit the collection box. Oh, my goodness. We expose all the nonsense out there. We weed through it. And here's the thing. I weed through it because I don't have an agenda. You know what my agenda is? I love you people. I love you. I think of you like my little cherubs. And I like it when you come to see Grandpa and hang out and have a little bit of tea. I do. I enjoy you people. I have befriended many of you. I've been to your homes. I've had dinner with you. We've had drinks because I like getting out among the folks and seeing what's going on. And it's funny because we'll have the conversations and people, you know, they'll be, oh, Kevin, I'm not sure about that. I had a conversation with a guy. He said to me, Kevin, we almost got the shot. He goes, but then I started doing a little bit more research. I don't know whether it was prompted by me. But he said, I started doing a little bit more research, and I said, no, we're not getting this. Oh, and I can't remember who it was, but I know I've had, and by the way, I've had this conversation with more than one person. So I don't know whether I was the catalyst for that, but I'll tell you this. Good, congratulations. If I were the person who did that for you, I'm glad. Because that's what we're supposed to do for each other, is make each other think and go, look, do it, figure it out for yourselves. But Howard Stern, I just said, yeah, I'm looking at the trends. Howard Stern, who is a vax Nazi, who doesn't want you to have health care, he says, I'm protecting Joe Rogan. I'm standing up for him against Neil Young, you know, for saying they should remove him from Spotify. It's a matter of free speech. He's willing to protect your free speech, but he's not willing to protect you when you get sick and need to go to the hospital. Did you hear this story? A guy is supposed to get a heart transplant. He refused to get a COVID vaccine, and they won't give him a heart. Yeah, all you vax Nazis out there, you are no worse than those racists who discriminated against black people in the 1960s. Why? They said we were inferior. They said we didn't have the right genetic pool to be part of the regular population. You're no worse than the people who enslaved blacks and said we deserved it. Because by the color of our skin, we were stupid. We were meant to be chattel. Yeah, that's what you are. And I'm going to call you out for it. But see, between people like myself and others who are pushing this message out, saying you are no better than the Hitlers, the Nazis, you're no better. They're starting to wake up. A New York judge dismissed Governor Hochul's mask mandate for students. Now, he did it on a technicality, but he did it right. He says, no, you got to take this to the people. You can't mandate this. Who do you think you are, Hochul? You're one person. So what? You're the governor of New York. That doesn't make you God. That's another sign. Entertainers. Tom, this guy, one of the biggest stars out there. He sold more. He had more records, more downloads. And I'm dating myself. Downloads of his song than all the top artists in 2020, I believe 2019. You may not even know who he is. He's a white rapper, and he just came out with an anti-vax song, an anti-left song. Because it's more than just anti. You know, vax and all that, mandates, anti-mandates. It's everything, and it's deep. I hope we can get him to a rally of some sort and let people hear this guy. But he's got millions of followers. Kid Rock just made an anti-Fauci, anti-Biden song. The Biden administration did what? Dropped mask mandates for businesses. Why? Because the Supreme Court said you can't do it. Same reason. You got to take this to the people. What do you think the people are saying? What do you think these kids are saying when they go stand up in front of these people that, I don't know if you heard, did we play the one with this girl at the school board where she's talked about these vaccinations and masks? If we haven't, we need to play that. Yeah, see if you can find it. Anyway, here's another one. Pfizer board member suggests ending vax and mask mandates. I'm just giving you some food for thought, folks. Pardon me, how we put the show together, how I look at the trends. A congressman just came out and said, you know what? I think it's about time we re-look at the situation with the vaccines and the mandates and all that. They're all starting to back away. And here's what they're doing. They're like a cop who kicked in the door of the wrong house. They're putting their hands over their badges and they're slowly backing out of the house going, we're really sorry. We got the wrong information. And the next thing you look up 5 minutes or so, they're gone. They're scurried like roaches. Let me make a prediction for you. Every one of the people who've written to me, who are out there shaking their heads, if you're a vax Nazi and you're shaking your head, I'm going to guarantee you something. You are going to finally get the right information and you're going to come back. You're not going to say it because if you don't have the guts. Most people don't have the guts when they're wrong like that. But you're going to come back and say, you know what, Kevin? You're right. And I'm going to explain something to you. For the people that think, oh, Kevin thinks he's an expert. No, I don't need to be an expert in this. This isn't like I'm telling you how to design a supercomputer, something I am an expert in. I'm telling you something that I don't even need to be an expert in. I can be a layman. You don't have to have more than 14 brain cells to figure out that the government has run a game on you. You have been taken. And all you got to do, folks, is look around you. Look and see how many people have Omicron, a.k.a. Wu Flu's little brother, on their minds. How many of them are going, oh, Lord, now I can't. And by the way, I remind you, Omicron is actually supposedly helping. Oh, that's another clue that the vax Nazis are backing away, because they're now going, you know, that latest one, it'll help you. Oh, here's something else, people that are out there doubting. Where's the latest variant? We've had Alpha, Beta, Epsilon, Lambda, Mu. I didn't know about Epsilon until my son told me. My 15-year-old son goes, Dad, you know about Epsilon? Shut up, you little chump. You don't know more than me. Anyway, I didn't say it to him. I was like, really? Epsilon, Lambda, Mu, G, Omicron, right? G, Omicron, G, whatever you want to call it. We've had a new variant once a month, you know, like Prince used to drop albums, and we got nothing. Oh, I heard recently, I heard this just the other day. In Arizona, they go, Omicron has now morphed into another version of Omicron. Okay, so if we got all these new ones, where are they? Show me how deadly the next one is supposed to be. You haven't heard much talk about that, have you? And there's a reason, folks. There's a reason why OSHA pulled its mandate. There's a reason why Bill Maher and Barry Rice ranted against vaccine mandates. It's because they're waking up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is formally announcing the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
I'm here today to express the nation's gratitude to Justice Stephen Breyer for his remarkable career of public service and his clear-eyed commitment to making our country's laws work for its people.
the liberal justice stepping down after nearly three decades on the high court. Breyer planning to retire at the end of the Supreme Court's current term in late June or early July. Democrats in California and New York are making a push to be the first states to provide free health care to illegal immigrants. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom just proposed an expansion of Medi-Cal to provide universal access to health care coverage to all residents, regardless of legal status. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Millions in the Northeast are preparing for a massive storm to hit tomorrow night. Forecasters saying it'll have the power of a hurricane, unleashing heavy snow and causing blizzard-like conditions that will make for dangerous driving on Interstate 95 from New York City into the nation's capital. The storm also extending up into Boston, where this hardware store owner tells the NBC affiliate in Boston, people are already preparing for the storm.
Anytime you get the threat of snow and ice, you know, we sell a lot of ice melt.
But your pile here was...
So this morning the pile came in was like this. So there's been quite a bit of ice melt that walked out of here today.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is focusing on the number of rising traffic deaths across the United States. Buttigieg announcing a new federal strategy that'll use funds from the bipartisan infrastructure law to help promote safer roads. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot more to cover on the Wu Flu scam and all the vax Nazis out there who are violating people's civil rights, treating American citizens like Democrats used to treat black folks pre-1960, or during the 1950s and 60s, but certainly up to that point, and worse. And oh, by the way, continue to treat black folks. They've just gotten more sophisticated about it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. But I want to shift gears a little bit because I want to talk about Captain Demento. We've already talked about year one for Captain Demento. Worst year of a presidency probably ever. And now people are starting to recognize, I mean, they recognize it early on, but they certainly know it now. Democrats are prepping for triage in 2022 election cycle, the midterms, and they better. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. These Democrats are running and hiding, folks. They don't know what to do. Politicians are, Joe Biden, I don't really know about Joe Biden. I mean, these people running don't want Joe Biden, don't want anybody from his cabinet. Nobody. Don't stay away. Just stay away. Psaki the other day said, chill, because all we need is just have a margarita. I know you're upset. See, they recognize what they're doing. They know people are upset, and they're going, oh, just take a chill pill.
I advise to everyone out there who's frustrated, sad, angry, pissed off, feel those emotions, go to a kickboxing class, have a margarita, do whatever you need to do this weekend, and then wake up on Monday morning, we got to keep fighting.
What do you think prompted that little, oh, we got to get out there and keep at it, because we're on the right track, even though the polls say you're not, even though the results say you're not. Just stay with us, people. Please, Democrats, don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. People are now wondering, what's going on, Ms. Psaki? Well, it gets worse, because now they're questioning what the old fart is doing. What's his schedule been?
The president has nothing on his schedule today aside from the PDB. Can you shed any light on how he's spending his day?
Well, let's see. This morning, I think he had some policy meetings, also a PDB meeting. He later this afternoon, I think, is doing some remarks review. There are some days that we spend some time doing internal meetings and discussions with policy experts, with policy leaders, and that's what's happening today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't make me get old black woman on you. Mm-hmm. That's what we. Some days we have internal meetings, and yeah, that's what's happening today. Yeah, tough question, right? All the world knows, folks, Biden can't function more than 4 hours a day. And when you take out basic hygiene, a meal or two, intravenous, Red Bull, at least about 1 hour of coherency, if that, the installed president of the United States is a moron suffering from acute dementia. But don't let that stop the left from propping him up from time to time to remind us of it. Like his recent press conference or the thing he was doing on Ukraine and Russia. That was dementia for folks all the world to see. Putin took notice. China's Xi took notice. Everybody around the world said, boy, the United States is ripe for the picking because they have a brain dead moron that's been selected. Let me just say this. In spite of the crap storm that Biden created by giving Russia permission to invade Ukraine, he does find time to take a break. That's what Psaki wants you to know. She said, I mean, we're in the midst of an international crisis, not just one, but a crisis. We have more than one. And Joe Biden she's asked, what's he up to right now? Because he's opened up this, crap storm for the country. What's he doing? Let me get back with you on that. This is the person who's supposed to know minute to minute what this clown is doing, and she can't answer. Why? Because he's taking a nap. He has nothing on his schedule. This isn't me telling you this. This is reporters saying we get his dossier. There's nothing there. And I love her response. Well, let's see. Those are her first words. Well, let's see. This morning, I think he had some policy meetings, also a PDB meeting. Notice she repeats the same meeting that the person says, the only thing we can see on his schedule today, he has nothing aside from the PDB, and she repeats it. Well, you're right, he does have the PDB, let's see. Then later this afternoon, I think he's getting his, lobotomy, Aren't you supposed to know? Meeting with policy experts? On what? I mean, what would the follow-up question have been? We do have an international crisis right now because Joe Biden's an idiot and he said the wrong thing during his Tourette's-like declaration at the Ukraine-Russia deal, during that presser. And there's been others. We talked about it the other day. It's only going to get worse. Look, where's Joe Biden when he needs to call somebody out of their name?
I advise everyone out there who's frustrated, sad, angry, pissed off, feel those emotions, have a margarita.
Well, there you go, folks. Have that margarita. Here's the big problem with the optics of Joe Biden and what's going on right now is that President Trump did more in the first 15 minutes of his day than Biden does all day. But what's more important is Trump's team didn't have to spend the rest of the day fixing the problems that Biden's created. Let me explain. Biden had a year during the big cheat to showcase how great he could be. And unfortunately, it hasn't worked. So the Democrats now have a year's worth of stuff to clean up. But you would think that while they got to start working on year one with the border situation, with the virus and the scam that came from that and all the other issues, you would think they would say to Joe Biden, look, don't put anything more on our plate, Joey Demento, please. And what's he do? He opens up an international crisis, not just with Russia and Ukraine, but for everybody else who took notice. Every despot in the world is now going, it's a free-for-all. For the people who cheated Biden into office, I have a question for you. Why aren't you wearing a t-shirt that says, please kick my butt? Just please do it so I don't have to do it myself. That way you won't even suspect it. Somebody just walk up and start whooping you because you wear your shirt that says, I'm the idiot who voted for Biden. And by the way, there aren't 81 million of you. So it's a lot fewer than you think. If you need any more evidence, folks, that Congress should invoke the 25th Amendment on Joey Demento, then I don't know if you saw this, but some people did. But Reuters reporter, he captured Biden in a boutique during the midst of an international crisis. Biden, by the way, of his own creation, Biden took time to go in a boutique. And it's one of these little boutiques where you pick up tchotchkes and, you know, a scarf or a shot glass. I don't know what he's doing there. But here's what the guy wrote. At POTUS visits a boutique store on Capitol Hill called Honeymaid. Products at Honeymaid include RBG, Kamala Harris mugs, and oven mitts. Now, what's funny is, in order to come to Biden's aid, because he's such a freaking idiot, what is he supposed to be doing? He's sauntering around. I think he got the Secret Service took their eye off of him, and he went goofing off, and then somebody saw him and went, hey, isn't that Joe Biden? But at the end of the day, somebody had to say, this is what they said. I love that at FLOTUS and he are promoting local businesses. They are such thoughtful people, true lives of public service. That's how some lefty spun Joe Biden meandering through shops in D.C. while a war, World War III could potentially be waging, that we have, oh, well, he's got 80,000 troops ready to go. I love how they position it. They're ready to go into Russia or Crimea or Ukraine or whatever. They ain't going nowhere. More when we come back, folks. Glad you're paying attention.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yes. Thank you very much for this honor. James Rosen with Newsmax. I'd like to raise a delicate subject, but with utmost respect for your life accomplishments and the high office you hold. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, so the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
What an appropriate response for Joe Biden. I have no idea. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, man, this dude is delicious. I swear, if I had a TV show right now, I would have you guys, I mean, I have you laughing on the radio, but I'm saying TV would be even better because we could play the clip, show it, and do all kinds of visuals. It would be amazing. Anybody out there that's a Biden supporter, congratulations. As I said in the previous segment, you need a shirt that says, please kick my butt. I would use tougher language, but that's what I would say. I voted for Biden. Please hit me in the head. I don't even want to know. Just get me out of my misery. If you're that stupid, you deserve it. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden creates his problems, and then he's got to have a team of people to solve problems that he's created. And here's what could have happened. Donald Trump laid out the best strategy for Biden, and he couldn't even follow it. Have you guys looked at this stock market? Volatile. The job market volatile, the stock market volatile. People don't know what to do, what to invest in. They're at a loss. Interesting stuff going on right now, I tell you. 49% of people disagree with this, with Biden, with the statement that Biden's fit of his fitness, his mental fitness. And the guy goes on, many Democrats question your fitness. Why do so many people question your fitness? And Joe Biden says, I don't have any idea. I don't have a clue. How could they possibly question my fitness when I'm out there telling Russia, you can invade and I won't do anything to you? Oh, and by the way, China, wink, wink, I already know the deal my son cut with you and Putin, so why don't you go ahead and invade Taiwan? Is anybody even bringing this up in the media? Where's Hunter Biden in all of this? Maybe Joe Biden is actually colluding with the Russians, and that was his signal to Putin to go get that land Hunter promised you in the deal we made for you. Schweikert, I told you this the other day, he says the Bidens have received $31 million from Chinese spies. I think because of potential libel, he's pretty much got the evidence. He's accusing the president of the United States, a fake one, of and his family of getting money from Chinese spies. Do you think he just pulled that out of his buttocks, or do you think maybe he's got info? And by the way, where is Renaissance crackhead man, Hunter? Where's he been? Is he dating some more strippers? Wow, man. All I can tell you is if Trump's kids, if we were talking about Trump with any of the nonsense that we've been talking about for the last year with Biden, can you imagine where his poll numbers would be? Can you imagine the brutalization that would be happening to this man by the media and the left? It's beginning to happen a little bit with Joe Biden. And for the record, I talked the other day about this hot mic moment. I told you there is no way Joe Biden didn't know that mic was on. He didn't care. His internal filter wouldn't allow him to not make a comment to Ducey. He has no ability to stop this. Why do you think he said something so stupid about Russia and Ukraine? He has no inner filter. Why do you think the Democrats are so paranoid every time that sucker opens his mouth? Because they don't know what they're going to have to fix. Why do you think there's a mass exodus of people saying, look, I can't be a part of this? Congressmen walking away, a few senators walking away, some of Kamala Harris's cabinet walking away, Joe Biden's people leaving, Democrats abandoning them in droves. Do you think I'm making this crap up, or do you think it's legit? Why do you think people have abandoned his Nazi program for vaccinations and everything else? Why do you think that they're stepping away from all this nonsense? Because they got to get out of this, the epicenter of the nuclear explosion that's about to happen. Going back to that hot mic moment, let me let you hear what Jake Tapper and Caitlin Collins had to say about this, because they agree with me.
So just to spell it out, let me bring in CNN's Caitlin Collins, who was just in the room when that happened. So Peter Ducey from Fox says, do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms? And Biden says to himself, as if he doesn't know there's a microphone there, no, it's a great asset, more inflation. What a stupid son of a...
And, Jake, we should note, this is a meeting that the president was having with top members of his administration, his cabinet in there in the room for this competition council. And actually, when he had finished wrapping up his remarks, and then he was about to move on to his aides to make their remarks as they were going to go around the room, and the press was leaving the room, I asked the president about his call earlier today with the European leaders on this unfolding crisis that's happening in Ukraine. And he actually complained, saying that he wanted the questions to be about what was happening and about this meeting and the purpose of the meeting. And the fact that it was on this competition council. And so then it was when Peter Ducey from Fox News asked him about inflation being a political liability. Of course, that is something we do know Democrats are worried about, it being a political liability for them. Clearly, the president did not like that question and responded in kind. This is something that, of course, you know, the White House has talked about, that inflation is a problem for them. And while there are limited things they can do to try to get it under control, they've tried to take steps to do that. It's at a 40-year high. It has thwarted some of their biggest policy goals, including when Senator Manchin said over the Christmas break he wasn't going to vote and move ahead with the president's domestic agenda with that climate and economic bill because of inflation in part. And so I think all of that is played into that. Clearly a question that the president did not want to answer. And we should note he was speaking on a microphone. He had just made remarks to the room for about 10 or so minutes on this competitive council that they have formed here at the White House, and it seemed pretty clear he knew he was on a mic, Jake.
Yeah, and the microphone is literally right in front of him. It's not as though he was walking in a back room and he forgot that he had one clipped on his lapel. It was right in front of him. This is, of course, a president who, when he was vice president in front of the world, went into President Obama and told him that Obamacare passing was a big effing deal. Again, a hot mic moment, but this one seemed a little bit more blatant, even.
Well, and Jake, I think the irony also is that the president was saying he wanted questions on the topic at hand. Inflation is related to this council because, of course, that is something that they are trying to solve, something they are trying to talk about. It plays into the larger conversation about it. And then when he got that question, that was how he responded, Jake.
Yeah, he's having a rough time of it.
I love the way Tapper ended that. Yep, he's having a rough time of it. Such is the Democrats, man. That's what happens when you cheat. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Be sure to get that free T-shirt if you're new to the program. Even if you're not, you want another one, go get signed up. Send me a note if you want one. However, we don't care. We want you to get them. By the way, go to my merch shop. There's a store there. Here's what I tell people about merch, because I'm one of these guys that go, why? What do I care about your merch? Merch is our message. If you believe in the message, get a T-shirt, get a mug, get something from us that says, I support what you do. And make sure when you're, you know, drinking that coffee, you're reminding yourself of how this show helps you to find that backbone. That's what merch is about. Showing support. Esprit de corps. Kumbaya. Whatever. Go tell a friend. And it's only going to get better because I come up with stuff all the time. We have one right now that's an unhyphenated American shirt that has African American, Mexican American, whatever. And then there's one in red that's highlighted and it says unhyphenated American. Get that shirt. That's a great shirt. Now, we haven't marketed it right. We suck at marketing, I'll be honest with you. But we try. Anyway, let's go back to this. So Tapper and Collins are talking about this competition council that Joe Biden's setting up. See, more camouflage for him, his inability to do something. And of course, inflation impacts competition. If your money is more expensive, it's going to impact it. Inflation impacts everything. Supply chain impacts it. You get what I'm saying? So Biden, and I'm going to tell you, Biden believes inflation is good for the economy. The Democrats actually like that it's at a 40-year high. They don't like that we recognize that it's not good, but they think that's good.
Oh, it raises wages up and it does this or that.
But it's backfired. And it was a great question, but even these guys recognize Biden knew that mic was on. He's just too stupid to catch himself. I gotta leave it there.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.